So this weekend I was able to do something I haven't done in 4 years, and that is I was invited by the pastor at Christ the King on LSU's campus to join him to go to an LSU football game. And so it's been 4 years, yeah. Those Saturday vigil masses at Holy Rosary don't help if you want to get to LSU. So I went to LSU, and on a Friday night, I saw a bunch of people in the rain setting up their tailgate. In the rain. Saturday morning, people were outside tailgating from the early morning until the afternoon into the football game. The football game began at 2:30 p.m. and lasted until 6:30 p.m. During the football game, in case you were wondering, it got kind of rainy at one point. We got drizzled on. The weather got kind of cold. Then the sun came out at some point. After the football game, the crowd chanted LSU, LSU, LSU as we walked to the parking lot. And after I got into Father Andrew's car, as we were in traffic trying to get back to the rectory, he had on the radio where the people who were speaking were talking about Delpit and whether or not he would be ready in 2 weeks to face Alabama and Nick Saban. That's the biggest game of the year, really, for LSU, because we're undefeated this season, number two, as is Alabama, undefeated, number one. And so this is going to be a pretty big game. And so they were saying, we hope Delpit's going to be ready because we want all of our players to be at their best condition to face Saban and Alabama. And I just began to think, like, that was pretty amazing how much time and energy and effort, like, people put into, like, the whole experience of the game. Even like, whenever it was, like, raining, like, nobody was complaining. Nobody complained at all. I didn't see anybody check their watch to ask the question, how much longer is this game going to go on? Everyone was excited after the game. They were looking forward to facing Alabama. I mean, we haven't beaten like Nick Saban in probably ever, right? Like, we've never beaten Saban, actually. But like, so like, we're looking forward to this big game coming up in 2 weeks. And I was really blown away by everyone's investment in some pigskin, right? Think about it. It's pig skin football is what it is, but we're so invested in this. And then I began to think about Mass and how many of us have prepared the night before. So y'all come to Mass on Sunday morning. How many of us have prepared Saturday night for our worship experience on Sunday morning? Have looked over the readings and the gospel and the responsorial psalm to prepare our hearts so that we can enter better into worship, so that we're not just coming to Mass without knowing what the readings are going to be. How many of us have invested time and energy into looking at the readings before Mass? How many of us have arrived at Mass Sunday morning a little bit early so that we could enter into worship without being distracted from what happened before we got here on campus? How many of us have thought during Mass, man, how much longer is Father Josh going to preach? I mean, it's almost an hour now. Like, Mass shouldn't be over an hour. We shouldn't worship God for more than 1 hour, one day a week. That's ridiculous. I want to get home to watch the Saints play at noon. We think about Saints and LSU Tigers more than we think about God. There's a saint by the name of Cesarius of Arles, and he says this. He says, we worship that which we think about the most. How many of us have come to Mass, and during Mass, where we're supposed to be focused on God, we're thinking about the Saints game at noon? How many of us have come to Mass on a Saturday when there was an LSU game in the evening and we were thinking about the Tigers during worship of God? How many of us come to Mass and think about something other than God, like the Pharisee who came in the presence of God for worship? And instead of praying to God, it says he prayed to himself. Focused on other people. I'm not like these other sinners. He focused on something other than God when he was in a place of worship. The game in 2 weeks against Alabama is going to be huge. I mean, we are in a prime position to win if our players are in good health. Why are we in such a good position? Well, we're undefeated. We're in a good position because they practice well. They spend a lot of time and energy during the week going over plays, eating healthy, avoiding near occasions of distraction, going over these routines again and again and again, conditioning. They put a lot of time and effort and energy, and that's why LSU has done so well this season. 2 weeks, big game's coming up. What if Coach O tells the guys, hey, you know what, guys? Let's take it easy these next 2 weeks. I want y'all to just, you know what? I'll tell you what. Just practice 1 hour a week this week and 1 hour a week next week. And during the week between your 1 hour practices, just be good people. Be nice. Be nice to everybody on campus. If somebody asks you for a picture, give them a picture. Smile at people. Hug the old ladies. Kiss the babies. Right. Do you think if the LSU Tigers only have two practices between now and their game against Alabama, only two practices that last 1 hour, they don't condition during the week, they don't stretch, they don't eat healthy, they don't go over plays, do you seriously think they have a chance of beating Nick Saban and Alabama? That is not a rhetorical question. What do y'all think? No, right? So why is it that sometimes we think about that which is most important, our salvation, eternity in heaven with God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? Like, this is the most important thing ever, is our salvation in Jesus Christ. Can we agree on that? That's more important than a football game. That's more important than Alabama and LSU. How is it that sometimes we can think, well, all I'm going to do for that which is most important is give it 1 hour, if that, a week on Sunday without any preparation beforehand, and I'm doing enough. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to be on that wall of saints one day. I'm going to be a person who's in heaven. By giving God the bare minimum and giving the Tigers and the New Orleans Saints the max. That which is most important, oftentimes we give the least amount of our attention and effort, but we expect the greatest results. We expect to be saved at the end of our lives. Yet when we lived our lives, our focus was not on Jesus. Our focus was not on worshiping God the way God wants to be worshiped. Our focus was on pigskin. Pigskin. St. Paul speaks to us today about persevering. Persevere. Run the race so as to win. The only way we're going to win a race that we are running, the only way we're going to persevere, is if we are conditioning. Next Saturday, on All Souls Day at our festival, we're going to have the nun run again, right? The only way we will be able to persevere, it's a 5K, the nun run, is that what it is? 5K is what? How many miles is that? 3 miles plus one. 4 miles. 3.1. Okay, I was like, why don't you just say four? Like, are you seriously trying to embarrass me? You know I failed math in high school. I studied business and accounting in college, but I began college with developmental math. So you can see how well that went. Obviously, that's why I became a priest, because I was like, that's not going to work out. That's why I have Conrad to help me out with my number game. Right, so it's 3.1 miles. All right, who's run the nun run before in here? Wow, okay, one person in the whole church. Okay. Kemp, I have a question for you, my brother. Clearly, we're not a very athletic pair. We like to watch sports. We don't actually do it. Like, we enjoy watching it. Right? So, Kemp, whenever you've run the nun run, could you say like you had to probably like do some kind of conditioning beforehand? Like, would you Friday night before the Saturday morning nun run, like eat a bunch of pizza and drink a bunch of beers and go to bed really late? Oh. So not only are we a lazy parish, but we're a sinful parish as well. Okay, Lucy, you got some explaining to do, all right? No, you would hopefully prep, my brother. You'd hopefully spend a lot of time and energy preparing, doing a few stretches probably, like, a little soul core maybe with Bailey. Right, so you put some time and energy into the run. And if you did that, then you could actually most likely have a good chance of persevering. The same thing applies to our spiritual life. The only way that we're going to persevere in our walk toward eternity and becoming the saints that Jesus desires for all of us to be, as St. Paul mentions in the New Testament, he says God wants all people to be saved. The only way we're going to fulfill the desires of God and be saved at the end of our lives, persevere by his grace, is if we put time and effort and energy. St. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Take this serious. Give time and energy to worship of God. Get rid of your idols. Make Jesus a priority. So I was talking to Jenny this morning, and I told her what I was going to preach about. And I was like, all right, so, you know, every week I give everybody a challenge, right? Like, it's normally like these really easy challenges, like 5 minutes this week, pray with this scripture or something like that. So I said, this week the challenge is going to be, I want everyone in our parish community to spiritually tailgate before our masses next weekend. I want everyone to fast, and I want everyone to spend an hour praying before worship. And she said, Father, next weekend's the festival. And I was like, oh, clearly I have an idol. So I was like, all right, in 2 weeks then do it, because next week I want you to party and be here present and give me your money at the festival. So not this weekend, but your goal is in 2 weeks after the festival's done and after we've gotten a good time of fellowship and community and also the money to do all the work that we're doing to build God's kingdom in our community and help the poorest of the poor encounter the love of Jesus Christ, I want to invite people to seriously prepare for God. Give God more than just an hour, but give God time before Mass, reading the scriptures, preparing our hearts. Give God time of thanksgiving after Mass, praising him, worshiping him for allowing us to become living tabernacles, to potentially have the Eucharist abide in our bodies. Like, literally, don't just like run outside the doors, but thank God first and praise God the way we thank God when LSU wins a football game. Give God time and energy on our day of worship. And then during the rest of the week, prepare our hearts for daily encounters. Give him time in the word, in prayer, in service, to the poor, to the needy, to people who do not know Jesus. Give him time on our calendar beyond just Sunday. Beyond Sunday, worship God and abide in relationship with God. And if we do this, then we will have the opportunity and the capacity to persevere, to win the race in our walk toward eternity.